Welcome into another episode of Ball Boy Talk. I know, recording on back-to-back days, dropping back-to-back episodes. I find myself with a little bit of extra time on my hands due to not having college to worry about. It's not quite baseball season. And I already talked World Baseball Classic yesterday. So today, I feel like I'm going to jump into March Madness since we got the tournament coming up. Some NFL news, trades, and rumors. While I'm going to save free agency and some predictions on other free agents that haven't signed yet for when Aaron is able to join me on the show. However, today, let's jump right in. At the top, March Madness. So I have personally filled out three brackets with three different winners. I have Bama winning one, I have Gonzaga winning one, and I have Arizona winning one. Honestly, my favorite is Gonzaga. I am from Eastern Washington. I grew up in Washington, so I'm a big Gonzaga fan. However, that doesn't stop me from rooting for a team like Bama that's been dominant all season, yet I think they might meet their match in the tournament. And then Arizona, I think, has a chance. They're a really good team. Well coached, they could come out of it and really turn a lot of heads. They're going to get deep. I'm telling you that right now. They will have to get through Gonzaga, so that's why I flipped the bracket and did a whole other one. I'm doing a bunch of brackets with some buddies from college. I'm really excited about doing that. Shout out to you guys. I don't even know if you guys know I have this podcast. But anyways, Bama, Kansas, Houston, Purdue, UCLA are some of the favorites in the tournament. We saw the Big 12 got hardly any love, which, you know, Big 12, it happens. They get plenty of love for football. And yeah, that's pretty much all I can think of when it comes to March Madness. A little small topic to get us ball rolling here. Let's jump into the NFL because I have been accumulating NFL news, trades, rumors last couple days while also monitoring the free agent scene closely. So first, NFL news. This one, let's start here. The Browns cleared up $36 million in cap space. They reached after restructuring Deshaun Watson's deal. Good for them. The Chargers freed up $40 million in cap space after reworking deals with Bosa and Khalil Mack, also with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. So that's really interesting that they restructured Allen because he was rumored that he was going to be a trade candidate, but they got the restructure done and figured it out. So happy for them. $40 million in cap, that's a lot of money. They can go a long way. And they've been spending it kind of revamping their line, bringing in some help. Let's see. Okay, this one. The Bengals have allegedly been working with Ohio State legislature to change worker comp laws to lower disability claims. I thought this one was pretty shady, not gonna lie. Like, it's amazing what money can buy you when you're an eccentric billionaire owning the Bengals team that's made just buco's amounts of profit the last few years off these players, and now they want to change the workers' comp laws to A, screw over their players, screw over the people of Ohio that are coming to their games. Like, what the fuck? That's fucked. That is fucked up, not gonna lie. And yes, this is a explicit show. We get unhinged here, and I kind of have a free-flowing platform to kind of cut loose and talk about sports the way I would talk about them with my buddies. So, deal with it. But if you do like it, and you do like it hearing it, then stay a while. I'm gonna be talking plenty. But yeah, the Bengals, stop. No, please. Don't hurt the state of Ohio. Like, Ohio's been through enough recently. Y'all have the Pirates, the Reds. I'm so sorry. But no, seriously, in all seriousness, like, don't do this because you can, because you want to pay less in disability claims. I mean, you still have to meet the expectations of the NFL when it comes to workers' comp and injuries and contracts and things like that. So they're really trying to weasel right around that to bring even more money to the bottom line, which isn't needed because the Bengals are so talented. They're so young. They're so good. They've made a Super Bowl run and a deep playoff run the last 2 years. It's not needed. The NFL is a very, very friendly to owners when it comes to cash and profit. Most professional sports are. That's just professional sports in general. So yeah, the Bengals need to cut that shit out. Not cool. Let's talk some trades. So these are some of the trades that have happened over the last week or so. The first, the Panthers landed the number one pick from the Bears for a package that included wide receiver DJ Moore, two first-round picks in 2023 and 2024, and a second-round pick in 2023 and 2025. Wow! What a package the Bears got here. They got Justin Fields, a true number one, in DJ Moore. And now they have Chase Claypool, Darnell Mooney. Like, they have weapons. Cole Kmet. No more excuses for Justin Fields. It's time to shine and ball out. Which, now having awesome receivers in front of them, should not be as much of a problem. The Panthers, what are they going to do with this pick? Well, first, they're going to be taking calls on Matt Corral, saying, anyone want to trade us for Matt Corral? You know, he did well last year, played in a few games. Still really young. Come on, who wants him? Someone take him. We don't need two really young quarterbacks on our roster. So they went out and signed Andy Dalton to a two-year deal worth up to $10 million, which leads me to believe, even though, yes, they've been highly connected to C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young is there, obviously, Will Levis. Those are, like, the original big three quarterbacks in the draft. Leads me to speculation to believe that Anthony Richardson out of Florida could be the number one pick. With his boom at the combine of athleticism, speed, talent, raw measurables there at the combine. Talked about the combine on last time. Like, Richardson could now be the number one pick for the Panthers since they brought in a guy like Andy Dalton, who can mentor, been around a long time. It just makes a lot of sense that they could be going there with just the upside and going with the Cam Newton 2.0. So we'll wait and see. I really hope they go Stroud or Young. No-brainer picks. Let Richardson fall and let Levis fall and see what happens after that. The next trade here is Jalen Ramsey was traded to Miami for a third-round pick and tight end Hunter Long. He gets his 2025 salaries fully guaranteed as part of this deal. Those deals are pickles. So the contract gets fully guaranteed now. Jalen Ramsey finds himself across from Tyreek Hill at practice. And I cannot wait for those practice tweets to go viral. Those are going to be amazing. But I think this trade on paper is great for Miami. Like, yes, help that defense. You already have a great offense and Tua being healthy. And the Dolphins got some insurance at quarterback. They brought in Mike White to back up Tua. So very smart move there. A guy who can air the ball out really well, as we saw in New York, and keep the chains moving on offense. So I really like what the Dolphins did here around this pick and signing of the backup quarterback, Mike White. The Falcons traded a 7th-round pick to the New England Patriots for tight end Johnny Smith. This one's been weird, as it's led to some speculation that they would try to trade Kyle Pitts now, but they have nobody else, so I hope they don't try to trade Kyle Pitts because they really need him. As they brought in Taylor Heinicke on a $20 million deal? Two-year $20 million deal. Whether to start or to be the backup is yet to be seen because they do have Desmond Ridder there, who they drafted in last year's draft, who I thought was a standout at Cincinnati for the Bearcats and could have a bright future. He's great work ethic, very talented. He's got to give him a chance. So I hope the Falcons come around with that chance. And let's see, the Texans traded a 6th-round pick to the Bucs for offensive lineman Shaq Mason and a 7th. This move clears up $5.3 million in cap space for the Bucs, which they desperately needed after the all-in on Brady fallout that they're having now, much like the Rams are having the all-in on the Super Bowl fallout now, hence why they traded Jalen Ramsey. So they cleared up the $5.3 million. They moved from a 7th to a 6th in the draft, so a little bit more draft capital on the pick there. Good for the Texans, protecting their soon-to-be new franchise quarterback, whoever it ends up being. The Titans acquired tight end Darren Waller from the Raiders for a 3rd-round pick, which was a compensatory pick, actually, in the draft, and they also saved over $11 million in cap savings. So, overall, really good pick, really good trade for the Giants on this one. I mean, it was an extra pick they had to burn. They instead bring in an amazing tight end. I was talking to Aaron about this one, and I guess there was rumors about him getting back on the wagon. He had fallen off the wagon, relapsed, had some addiction. I don't know for sure. I haven't been able to verify it. But he's back on the wagon now. Hopefully the scene of New York isn't too big and doesn't make him slip back into addiction again. Darren Waller's a great player when he's on the field and healthy, and I wish nothing but the best for him in New England, or not New England, in New York with the Giants, because Saquon, Daniel Jones, Darren Waller, whatever receivers they put out there with them, pretty good offense under Brian Daboll. And last trade of note, the Colts traded corner Stephon Gilmore to the Cowboys for a fifth-round pick, got cap relief from the Stephon Gilmore releasing or trading. So overall, really good trade for the Cowboys. They needed this for their defense, so it's a very good fit altogether. All right, let's talk some rumors. We're going to go bottom to top of my list here because I want to spend the most time on the last one I have here that's at the top of my list. The Colts are shopping center Ryan Kelly, and they cut QB Matt Ryan. So one's a rumor, one's fact. I tied them together. I don't know why. The Broncos are looking or could be looking to unload a wide receiver between Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, and KJ Hamler. Note that Tim Patrick's not mentioned here. Tim Patrick's coming back from an injury, but Tim Patrick is also a hyper-talented receiver in this receiver room for the Denver Broncos. So it'll be really interesting what they do. Hopefully they're able to trade one of these and recoup some draft capital and some cap relief to help them with all these moves that they're making. Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry are on the block. Derrick Henry, I have... Oh, yes, I missed this. Austin Eckler's also on the trading block. He requested a trade after contract negotiations failed, and they granted him permission today on the 14th to seek that trade. So Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler are all on the trading block. I would love to see Austin Eckler land in Buffalo. I think that's a good fit for him with a passing and running ability. I think that would work really well. Derrick Henry, I don't know why, but I would like him in Seattle, but not because I want K-9 to get all the work, but also not at the same time. But if you can protect Derrick Henry for a couple more years and extend his life a little bit, ground and pound around the goal line, that's a weapon. I could also see Derrick Henry moving right over to the Chargers. Over there, they need it behind their line. They could use Derrick Henry to keep the chains moving. They have Isaiah Spiller. No, it's not Spiller. It's a rookie running back out of Notre Dame from last year that they drafted. But, you know, they have a pass-catching running back, a third-down back that they can use in these situations and let Derrick Henry run first, second. He also can catch the ball very well, so don't sleep on Derrick Henry to the Chargers there. And lastly, Dalvin Cook, another just great running back. I think contenders are in the mix. I wouldn't mind seeing him go to Buffalo with his younger brother over there already. Let's see, who else? A lot of teams have running backs, so it's not really... Oh, the Eagles will probably be a landing spot for one of these three, even though they just signed Rashad Penny and Boston Scott. Let's see, Jacoby Brissett, he's being linked to the Buccaneers and the Eagles as a backup, so very interesting there. Competent backup quarterbacks are valuable, especially Jacoby Brissett. Granted, he's not going to light the world on fire, but he's going to be good enough to get you the job done and keep you in ball games, especially when you have a great defense on the other side. Baker Mayfield, his market is moving, picking up traction. The Buccaneers, before the Jimmy Garoppolo signing, the Raiders, the Rams, the 49ers, obviously before the Sam Darnold signing, we're all looking at Baker at different levels of interest. So I guess that list is between the Bucs and the Rams now. I really like the Bucs for Baker. I don't know why, but I do. Think that makes a lot of sense, or just going back to LA as a backup, because Stafford probably going to get hurt and Baker fared fairly well. Also, he would have Cooper Kupp to throw to this time. And lastly, Aaron Rodgers. There's a viral tweet that got about 6 million views yesterday about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. It was a done deal. However, more news came out today that he has a wish list from the Jets to get a deal done before he accepts the trade. They have to sign Alan Lazard, which they did. Randall Cobb, which they have yet to do. Mercedes Lewis, which I don't know why that he wants Mercedes Lewis at tight end. And Odell Beckham Jr., which the disrespect to Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson by Aaron Rodgers, as they are both stud young wide receivers, just disrespectful by Aaron Rodgers. Like, I would be, as soon as he comes, I'd be like, trade me. Y'all want to bring in these other dudes? Trade us. Especially Elijah Moore. I wouldn't be surprised. He already vented some frustration last year, saying that he wanted to be moved. Never happened, but there was some headlines about that last year, if you remember. He said on Brandon Marshall's podcast that it won't be long. I bet he announces it on Pat McAfee's podcast, because him and McAfee are tight like that. So it's really interesting. It's something to watch and monitor. Who knows when the Aaron Rodgers deal is going to get done. So we're also learning more about the Lamar Jackson situation. Talks are at a standstill, and he hasn't been able to negotiate with any teams, including the Ravens, because he's his own representative. So due to that, he has just been kind of stuck these last 2 days. They're in the legal tampering period, not taking any calls, not taking any offers, same as Bobby Wagner. That's why he hasn't got a place yet. And it's interesting because they're not moving. And a report came out today that Lamar Jackson has a 3-year, $133 million fully guaranteed offer on the table from the Ravens, yet he doesn't like that. And the Ravens have tried everything to get him to bite, more years, more money, all of it. I really just think he wants to test the open market, see what's out there, see where he can fit. And if nothing else, go back to Baltimore if he needs to. But Baltimore has done literally nothing in free agency. They lost Ben Powers. So they lost one of their linemen. They haven't signed any wide receivers, not even a Jacoby Myers or a Noah Brown or an Alan Lazard or a Philip Dorsett. So they've gotten him no extra help. None of these running backs, Mike Boone, Matt Breida, Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, Rashad Penny, Boston Scott, Samaje Perine. They haven't made an effort to make a trade for like a Derrick Henry or anyone else. Like, they're not, where's the effort? I want to know where the effort is from the Ravens to make it a place that he wants to be. They cut Calais Campbell. Okay. There's other running backs out there like David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, Jamal Williams, Leonard Fournette, James Robinson, Kareem Hunt, Damian Harris, Devin Singletary. Because you have a J.K. Dobbins who has an ACL injury. Gus Edwards, who had an ACL injury and came back from it last year. They did not look the same. Like, the Ravens, wake up. The Ravens need to wake up and realize, crap, we're not going to be able to sign Lamar if we have no weapons for him. But we can't get weapons until he signs. By the time he signs, all the weapons are going to be signed. And you're going to be forced to try to make trades and draft and build it that way. So they're in such a bad spot. Like, looking at it here, I'm looking through all my list. I don't see a single signing by the Ravens. I don't see a single move being made by the Ravens. Let me double check. Let me control F this real quick. Maybe I'm blind, but yeah, no moves outside of the Calais Campbell cutting and waiting for Lamar Jackson. So they haven't done anything on defense, nothing on offense, nothing. Except for wait for fucking Lamar Jackson to likely screw them over. And then they're going to be stuck. They're going to have no quarterback. There's going to not even be a good backup to sign. Like, Jimmy G's signed. Mike White, Case Keenum, Jarrett Stidham, Sam Darnold, James Winston, Easton Stick, Taylor Heineke, Andy Dalton. They're all signed. They're all gone. You're not going to get Aaron Rodgers. They're going to have to go and trade the Jets for freaking Zach Wilson and re-sign Joe Flacco. At this point, you're going to have to go get Matt Corral. You're going to have to go pick up Matt Ryan. Like, I don't know why the Ravens just didn't accept their fate of not getting Lamar Jackson back and then just try to build and move on. I don't even think they have, who was their backup last year? I can't remember. But, you know, they could still get Jacoby Brissett. They could still get a Baker Mayfield. Those two names are out there. But who are they going to throw to? Why would either of them want to go there? There's no weapons. There's no one to throw to. Like, it's frustrating as heck as an NFL fan because you can clearly see what's happening. Maybe I can, maybe you can't. I don't know. If you're smart, I'm assuming you're smart. You can see what's happening here. The Ravens are getting bent over, no loop, on this Lamar Jackson situation. And it's going to come back to bite them, and not in a good way. Let's see. You know, I guess I already guessed some landing spots. Let's do a few more. I have a couple minutes here. Like I said, Jacoby Brissett, Bucks, Eagles. I like the Bucks. I like the Bucks more for Baker, but I like Baker going to the Rams. Jacoby going to the Bucks. Dalvin Cook going to, let's see, let's put Dalvin Cook on the, put him on the, no, yeah. Put him on the Chiefs with Isaiah Pacheco. I like that combo. And let's put Derrick Henry out there. Let's put him on the Buffalo Bills. I don't know why this makes sense for the Buffalo Bills. If I had to pick one between Sutton, Judy, and Hamler to get traded, I think Sutton, because he has the biggest cap hit. He's the oldest. He can make sense. I think Matt Ryan's going to go to the Biggest Loser. There's a team that really needs a quarterback that doesn't get one in the draft or falls short, wants a veteran to be there. He would be great veteran depth on, like, the Chiefs or on the Raiders or, you know, going to the Packers as depth behind Jordan Love, going to the Jets as depth to the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers. There's places for him to go. He's going to be a backup. There's no shot he's a starter. He's going to be a backup. I don't think the Falcons bring him back because they already brought in Taylor Heineke to be a backup slash starter. So that one's pretty much off the table. And then if we're looking at other running backs, David Montgomery, I think between him, Miles Sanders, or even Kareem Hunt, Damian Harris, one of those four is going to the Seahawks to be a backup to Ken Walker. I think I would like David Montgomery. I really like Kareem Hunt because his pass catching is a bit better. I think he would fit better with Geno. Miles Sanders. Oof. I'm like blanking. Put him with the Giants, backing up Saquon over there. Give me Damian Harris or James Robinson. Going to the Texans. Give me Kareem Hunt to the Chargers. I like that. He has a chance to start there depending on what they do. The 49ers. Probably Devin Singletary to back up Christian McCaffrey. Leonard Fournette. Put him on the Steelers to back up Najee. And James Robinson. Put him on the Cardinals to back up James Conner. I think that one would work out. Be interesting. OBJ, obviously, he's connected to Aaron Rodgers, so he goes wherever Aaron Rodgers goes, which is so bizarre. It's so bizarre because that doesn't make sense to me that those two connect. But I guess they do. I know they practice together. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. But OBJ, I guess, is going wherever Aaron Rodgers goes. If not, then I hope he goes back to the Giants because they need a receiver. I think that would be such a cool story now that the Giants are relevant, like truly relevant now, and would use him. You'd use him, get him targets, and he'd be happy. He was connected there last year, or the Cowboys could use him. I mean, they lost Noah Brown. They could still use him next to CeeDee Lamb. Be interesting. Calais Campbell. He was cut. Oh. Eagles. I think the Eagles come in and scoop up Calais Campbell, especially after losing Hargrave to the 49ers. So yeah, Calais Campbell to the Eagles. So that's some of my predictions for some of the free agents that are left right now. Some that haven't signed, except I haven't hit the refresh button. So let me do that. Let me see if I got any of these right. Let me hit this refresh button real quick. Offensive lineman, defensive back. That's it. Nope, I'm good. So I'm good to predict all these. That's where I'm going to leave it with you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, this podcast right here, Ball Boy Talk, is ad-free. We're going to run it ad-free as long as we can. However, we would love if you go over and support us on our other platform, the Young Dad Podcast. We're approaching 15,000 downloads thanks to all of our amazing listeners over there. Come and join our awesome community. Go to the website, subscribe to the website. You'll get emails on when we release new episodes and all that fun stuff. And yeah, I think that's it. Don't forget, in the show notes, there's always our link tree. You can check that out for its entirety. And we appreciate you guys. We love you. Till next time.